Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome back to Two and the Possible. It's Rashawn.
And Miss Melanie.
How's your day, Miss Melanie?
It was pretty good. We had not a nor'easter, but like really heavy winds last night and like rain. And so this is the second week in a row we've had like these like weird storms. And so, like, all the leaves were on the trees yesterday, and, like, now they're all gone. So this morning I had a bit of a struggle trying to, like, get out of bed and get to work because, I don't know, there's something peaceful about rainy days and that, like, feeling of just wanting to cuddle up in bed. But it was a long day. It's been a long week. I'm still recovering from Comic-Con because of all the travel I had to do after it. But pretty good. How about you?
I hate the rain, especially because I got trapped in that rain with almost everyone waiting for our train to come. They were delayed an hour because of flooding and an accident that happened in the town over. So we were just stuck out while having all that rain and wind just hit us out there. It was horrible, miserable. Took me like 2 hours to get home.
That's annoying.
Yep. Today was all right until about maybe an hour ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I hate when people want to fight over women for no reason.
I mean, we could do a whole show about relationships, but today is not the day.
It is the day. I did not feel like putting someone in a chokehold.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, none of that. Yeah. That's why I don't do any of that.
You and me both. You and me both.
So what's going on in the world of geek?
Let's see. We got some casting news.
Yes, yes. Zoe Kravitz is our new Batwoman. Not Batwoman, Catwoman.
Would you like to know some trivia?
Sure. Lay it on me.
This is not her first time being Catwoman.
Really?
She was Catwoman in the Lego Batman movie.
Lego? Really? I did not know that.
Yep, she was.
Oh, well, then she already knows what to do, I guess.
A little bit, at least for the voice-wise.
Cool. I like that. I mean, I think she's going to do good, and I think it's cool that her and her stepdad are both in the DC universe. Now if we can get Lisa Bonet in there somehow, it would be great if they could cast her as a villain. Like, find some villain for her to play, that'd be cool. Or make her someone in the Wonder Woman storyline.
Bigger Poison Ivy.
No, Poison Ivy is Poison Ivy's Rihanna.
No, that's not confirmed.
Are you sure?
That's not confirmed.
All right.
But
isn't she too old to be Poison Ivy though?
Lisa Bonet is ageless, but have what's the name? Rosie Perez in Birds of Prey.
They do have Rosie Perez and Birds of Prey. That's true. I'm really looking forward to that movie.
So I feel like that movie is going to be interesting because a lot of people are like upset because it's a Harley-centric movie, but I feel like it's not going to be a Harley-centric movie. We're only seeing parts of stuff that's maybe inside of Harley's mind that she has to cope with.
Oh, that's interesting.
I see like Harley maybe getting tortured by like Black Mask and using certain things in her mind to think of like what she would do to his crew that in some points in the trailer, and that's not actually going to happen, or it might. We really don't know. It's Harley. She's
Harley. Very cool. What else, what other casting news is there?
Matrix 4.
They said that Jada Pinkett Smith is coming back.
Yep, she's in talks to come back.
I thought her character died, though. I don't know. I haven't seen those movies in forever.
Yeah, but Neo died and Trinity died, but they're coming back.
Oh, well, then, never mind. I guess it doesn't matter. And, wait, the program just reboots, right? Because the Matrix is a computer program, so they could, theoretically, everybody could come back.
Yeah, theoretically, everyone could come back. Then you have Neil Patrick Harris is been cast in The Matrix 4 in a key role.
Yes, I did see that news. I'm excited about that. I really enjoy him as an actor.
Yeah, I like NPH. And I feel like he was great when I saw him in Gone Girl, and him himself is like, he's a good actor, and he is funny, and I feel like people who are usually funny, like comedian type actors, can usually do dramatic well. So I can't wait to see that. What else? I know that Jonah Hill is not going to be in the new Batman, even though I was hoping he would be.
Yeah, you wanted him for the Riddler, but I think they got somebody else for that role.
Yeah, they got Paul Dano, I think it is.
Yeah, I saw that news.
Which is great. I love him for that. But I really wanted Riddler. I wanted Jonah Hill not to be like the Riddler. I wanted him to be Two-Face. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why you were so pegged on that. I did not see him as Two-Face at all. Also, I want Two-Face to be black.
Yeah. What's his name? Billy Dee Williams did get to be Harvey Dent in the first Batman. Then finally got to be Two-Face in Lego Batman.
Right. Yeah,
but
I would like to see a black Harvey Dent. I think that would be interesting. And then isn't I thought someone else was black in this new movie. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this new Batman.
Jeffrey Wright, he's Commissioner Gordon.
Right. So, I mean, I would love to see a black Harvey Dent. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there.
True. I think it was someone else casting news today. I believe it was in for The Matrix 4 also. I think it was Jessica Chadwin from Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And her role is going to be specific because her testing went really well in the casting process, and they're thinking of doing a female-led one. So she might be the one for this new set of films, and she'll be like the new Nia.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And I like her. I loved her in Iron Fist as Colleen Wing. And she is a great martial artist. And I cannot wait to see her in The Wire work.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. So as deep as my Marvel love goes, I didn't get into all of the Marvel shows. And I wonder if that's going to affect when the when Disney Plus comes out, the all the Disney shows that are coming, I wonder if the Marvel shows are going to play into those at all, the things that were on Netflix.
Well, it all depends on how that goes, because I know that the Netflix contracts are up next year for every show. I know that Daredevil, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage are up next year. And then Punisher and Jessica Jones contracts are up the following year in 2021. So that's when they'll be able to use those characters again in the Marvel MCU. Me personally, I don't want them to recast them at all. I love them. Charlie Cox is Daredevil to me. Kristen Ritter is Jessica Jones. I like Mike Coulter as Luke Cage. And I like the actor they have for Danny Rand. I'm fine with all of them. And I love Colleen Wing. And just like the way they ended it, for at least Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Punisher, there's room to go further. But it all depends if they're going to like cut back on things, because those shows are something that you really need to put on Hulu and not put on Disney Plus.
Why?
They are violent.
So I don't know. Okay, so I feel like people feel like Disney like never does anything.
They're not going to show
not like adult. But here's the thing, though. Like this, so Disney the company owns like Miramax and like all these other studios that do adult movies. So it's not like they're not going to have anything on Disney Plus that's R rated. Like there's definitely going to be R rated stuff.
No, they said there's nothing R rated going to be on Disney Plus.
Who said that?
They did. That's why they're like, that's why they have Hulu. Like if they're going to put anything R rated, they'll put it on Hulu. They're not putting anything R rated on Disney Plus at all. It's going to be family friendly. The only thing that's going to be close to R rated would be, or like violent wise would be anything they have in Star Wars stuff. Like that. That's like it. Like hard PG-13 is all they're going to go to. They're not going to go anywhere near R rated at all. Which I still have a problem when it comes to Moon Knight, because Moon Knight is a violent character. I mean,
but I feel like there's a way to show violence without being rated R. Like you can be, I mean, like the Marvel movies aren't not violent. I mean, there's lots of violence. They're killing people. They're shooting things up. They're blowing things up. Like you can be violent without R ratings and seeing blood gushing out of someone's neck.
True.
Not winning you over with that. But I don't, like, I mean, I personally think you can do a lot with PG-13.
You can do a lot with PG-13. You're just going to have to...
Swear words.
That's kind
of... If you're looking for a bomb or two.
I want, like, the cursing and stuff like that. Like, and I don't mind showing some of the sex stuff they've shown before in some of the other shows. Like,
what sex stuff? I don't think I've seen any sex in any of the Marvel movies.
You're getting, like, not the Marvel movies. I'm talking about the
show. Oh, you mean Disney in general.
I'm not,
oh,
like, okay. Not like the Netflix shows. I'm like, they got really close.
Oh.
They got, like when you have, like, Kristen Ritter, like, they did not show breasts, but they do show her basically riding Luke Cage.
Oh, and they kept going for coffee?
A lot of coffee.
You want to come upstairs for some coffee? Yeah, let's have some coffee.
Yeah.
Oh man, did you get a chance to go see Joker?
I did not get a chance to go see Joker.
Okay.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did not. I haven't seen it yet. And this weekend, I'm going to dedicate to. I mean, I'm so torn because I want to see the Addams Family, but it's Maleficent this weekend, so that's probably going to be what I'm going to head to.
Yeah, I'm probably going Sunday, trying to see two movies. I wanted to see another movie tonight, but I was like, I'll wait until it's around my area again and it gets released, because I want to see Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Is that out?
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, they're doing a Fathom events. Then Kevin Smith is taking the show on his road tour. And when he takes it to the road tour, it'll be, like, released in that general area after it's been shown at, like, one of his shows. So.
That's weird.
Nah.
Okay. Is he putting it out himself?
Saban Films and Universal is. And that's what...
So then why isn't he not just releasing it as a movie?
They don't... Well, it's his... What he does now. Like, he self-distributes now, so it's like, hey, do what you want to. It's your film, but you have everyone in it. You have Chris Hemsworth, you have Ben Affleck, you have Matt Damon, you have...
Obviously, yeah, you have to have Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. He, like, has them in all his movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that Jane Silent Bob should be an interesting movie. I didn't realize that he was self-distributing it, though, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, he's been doing that for, like, the last few films he does. Well, his podcast network's big and everything else like that, so it's like he makes his money back.
Hmm. That's cool. Yeah. What else have you been watching last week?
Last week, let's see what I've been watching. I've been trying to catch up on the superhero shows on the CW.
Yeah, did you catch Batwoman?
I saw the first episode of Batwoman. I liked it.
Okay, cool. I was hearing mixed reviews about it. I was contemplating getting into it, but it might be one of those things that I wait until like it's up on a streaming service and can watch it all together. But it looked interesting from like when I saw the previews for it, I was like, this looks really good.
It is very good, and I don't mind Ruby Rose. I feel like she's actually taken some acting classes, so she's getting better. I know she can do the physicality because of John Wick 2. And had surgery because of a stunt gone bad. She like her old face would have been paralyzed from a bad stunt that happened, yeah, like, a few weeks ago. So
is she all good now?
Recovered from that, back to work, and I like where it's going from episode one, and it shows it has a lot of potential. But I'm more interested in The Flash and Arrow this season right now. So much more.
Okay. What about Supergirl? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, what about Supergirl?
I gotta catch up on Supergirl. I've been behind on Supergirl for like a while. I think I'm like...
Oh, but I mean, don't they have, like, crossover events, though? So don't you need to catch up so you can know what's going on?
It depends on how they do it for, like, the crossover, because sometimes the last few years that the crossovers really only intersect when it's, like, the crossover event and nothing, like, leads up to it. But I might have to catch up because the way that the first two episodes of Flash and the season premiere of Arrow has gone, it's literally the crossover stuff happening already on those shows. And it's like, it's like right there leading up to the stuff already. I'm like, stuff that's supposed to happen in the crossover and stuff that is already affecting the shows now. So, okay. Yeah, so I'm like waiting to see how it plays out, so I'll probably have to catch up on Supergirl on Netflix. I'm like two seasons behind.
Oh wow, that's a lot. Isn't that like how many episodes is that? Like 26?
22, 21. I know I did like half of season 3 is like when I fell off, so I have to finish the half of season 3.
Wait, how many seasons has Supergirl had?
Supergirl is on season 5 right now.
What?
Yeah.
Why am I thinking it sounds like it's second season? Okay, well, clearly I haven't been paying no kinds of attention. All right.
Yeah, Supergirl is on.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, Supergirl is on season 5 right now, so I have to get. So I got to catch up there. I got like a season and a half to catch up on. Or season 4 was good.
There's so much TV right now, but did you hear? What's her name? Jennifer Aniston. So, okay, what do I want to say? I'm sick of people blaming Marvel/Disney for things. So, Jennifer Aniston did an interview, and she was like, Marvel, like, she quit doing big movies, and now I think she has two shows that are coming out on Netflix. And or she has a show that's coming out on Netflix and she has something else that's in production. And she says that part of it is because the kinds of movies that she makes isn't getting, I guess, the kind of draw in the movie theaters anymore. And she, like, basically was blaming it on like Marvel and superhero movies. And like, I feel like right now, like Marvel has become like the punching bag for so many people.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed with like all the celebrities from her to like Martin Scorsese. His comments are like out of pocket because he said like they're like the cinema is being invaded and that the movie theater should do something about it. I'm like,
we are doing something about it. See, people vote with their dollars. And you know where I'm taking my dollars? To go see my superheroes.
And
because here's the thing, if I'm paying $13, $14, $15 to go see a movie, or if I'm, you know, getting a movie pass or whatever, I want to make the most of my money. I don't need to do that with a rom-com. Like, there's no reason for me to see a rom-com on the big screen. Like, there's no draw. I can sit in my living room with my popcorn and, you know, enjoy a rom-com in the comfort of my house. But if I want to enjoy a big budget sci-fi fantasy superhero movie, yeah, I'm gonna spend the coin for that. Mm-hmm. Because of the technology that they put into it. It's also the same reason why I still go to animated movies in the theater. And I know for some people, like, they don't, you know, they'll wait for, you know, a Blue Sky Sony animation movie to come out on Netflix for their kids because it's just animation. But me, I like to see it nice and big because, like, I think animated movies are really cool and the detail and all of that. And there's also new technologies. Like, seeing a Pixar film on the big screen is kind of cool to me. So, I don't know. I'm kind of sick of people bashing on Marvel, to be honest.
Yeah, and the one thing I do see, I'm like, these Marvel movies are helping the studios make a lot of money so that you can get those type of films, those rom-coms, those films that need to be funded because people are going to see Marvel movies, DC movies, and spending billions and billions of dollars on it. And without that, you're not going to get those movies being made because there's not going to be a budget for them.
Right.
And there are not that many movies that even come out a year. Like,
Marvel. This is a thing too. People were talking about it like there was a Marvel movie every month. There's really not. Like, I literally have to wait until May of 2020 to see another Marvel movie. And you know when the last one came out? May of this year. No. I mean, I guess you can count Spider-Man. So what was that?
July.
June. July? Okay. But still, like, I guess you can count Joker if you want to count Cleach, but Joker's not even a superhero movie. Joker's like a indie film disguised as a superhero movie. Or a superhero movie disguised as an indie film. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even...
It's still a comic book movie. But I was watching something today, and it showed me the research of number of movies that came out or coming out this month in theaters. There are 34 movies coming out in theaters this month. How many movies are comic book movies? One.
Well, there you go. There you go. So these people really need to calm down. like the issue is not the movies. The issue is what the audience wants is different from what you are willing to provide. So go find your niche. And if your niche is on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, then go find your audience and everybody can be happy.
Yeah, and you have people like Edward Norton defending like Marvel movies, the cinema, Netflix, and everything else like that. You have Taika Waititi saying that Martin Scorsese is wrong, that these Marvel movies are cinema. Kevin Smith saying these Marvel movies are cinema. David Lindelof saying that this stuff is cinema. And
if it gets played in the movie theater, it's cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it a movie? Yes. So let's not.
I heard a theory, and I feel like the theory might be right, and is that more of Martin Scorsese with his comments and why he's been like doubling down on all his comments about how Marvel movies and superhero movies aren't cinema and Netflix and all that other stuff. I'm like, it's because studios are saying no to him Only because his movie, like The Irishman, it's a $160 million budget.
Stop it. For what?
The de-aging process, all that stuff. And it's a three-hour and 30-minute movie.
Okay, so that's a lot of filming. And they probably went to a lot of locations. And then they got some big names in there. Those people cost a lot of money. And they want to see, they don't think they're going to see the return on their investment, probably.
And every studio in Hollywood said no, except Netflix. Because Netflix sees a movie that can win Best Picture, can win a, get some Oscar.
Right, they're worried about their clout. Yeah. That's their clout chasing.
Exactly, and then that's why they said yes to Martin Scorsese, while every other studio said no, because they feel as if, like, this movie's not going to make enough money, it costs too much, and if we don't, you need, like, the big giant tentpole movie, which will be, like, a Marvel movie, superhero movie, or an action movie that's going to bring in the money, while something like that is more of, no one's going to sit 3 hours and 30 minutes in a Martin Scorsese movie and watch it, and it's going to make any money. I sat through The Silence, a Martin Scorsese movie, Andrew Garfield, what's the name who plays Kylo Ren, and Liam Neeson. It is a religious movie about these guys going to Japan during war times in order to get their get Liam Neeson from China, from Japan back to Italy. And that movie is the most boring movie I've ever
seen. I mean, are you sure? I mean, okay, you just named like three amazing actors. Was it boring because like the plot was like slow, or because you didn't enjoy
it? It's the slowest movie I've ever sat through. I wanted to walk out so many times. I wanted to walk out.
So, was it well acted? If slowly,
it was well acted slowly, but it's more of like, I'm more of like, This is being drawn out too long. In certain scenes, I'm like, this doesn't need to happen. This is taking too long. I'm like, I'm sitting here. It's a 3 hour movie. It could have been because I was going through a whole entire movie marathon, and this is the last movie of the Oscars.
Yeah, you might need, maybe you need to watch it like by itself, isolated, and it won't be as bad.
I was isolated with only three other people that were friends.
No. I mean, not in conjunction with other movies. Like, rewatch it, like, now. Like, not salted with, like, having watched, like, five other movies previously. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I don't know. I didn't hear bad things about it, so I don't know. But I didn't watch it. You know what I think is funny? Okay, so the other thing I wanted to bring up, as far as scandal in the movie world, is did you hear what Elton John said about The Lion King?
That was bad.
Yeah, that the reboot was a huge disappointment. So he said basically that the music was so much a part of the original, and the music in the current film doesn't have the same impact. And he's not wrong. I came out of The Lion King also disappointed for the same reasons that he's mentioning. The music did not impact me. And I'm not talking about Beyonce's whatever album. Oh my God, I actually said her name. Aren't you proud of me? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that, like, there were key music cues and things that just didn't hit right. And I think he makes a valid point. And so anyways, he said that in GQ interview, and like, it was posted on Twitter, and a lot of people are agreeing with him.
Yeah.
And I agree with him. Because the music wasn't, and like, the movie just didn't have the same impact, because like, you couldn't really relate to the characters because they weren't emoting.
Y'all still saw it, though.
What?
Y'all still saw it, though.
I mean, we did, but, like, the soundtrack for The Lion King original was on the top of the charts for, like, weeks and weeks. The two, the soundtrack and her little The Gift or whatever, both of them fell off the charts, like, instantly. So, I mean, if we're just talking about the music, it doesn't have the same impact or the same cultural impact, I guess, is my point, really, right now. But yeah, I saw it because it's Disney. I mean, I can name you like four Disney movies that I haven't seen. So like, I'm not a good test market. Like, is it Disney? I'm probably going to go see it. Like, as far as like their fairy tales and like reboots of old movies, I'm probably going to see it.
I'm surprised that Disney didn't put this in for consideration for an Oscar.
What? For what?
What?
For what?
Animation.
Special effects.
No, animation. Maybe. No, it qualified. They said it qualified.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it. No, because they have other things. No, I'm good. No, I'm really glad that they did it.
Like they had two. They submitted Toy Story 4 and Frozen 2. But this
so they don't need to put anything else out.
They could have put this in for consideration, and the Academy could have voted.
I don't think that they should have, because I don't see this as an animated movie. I mean, I get it that it is, but I wouldn't put this in as an animated movie.
The highest grossing animated movie in the world.
It shouldn't count as an animated movie, though.
Why? It's animated. Nothing is real on screen.
It's special affected. It's not animated.
No, all of that is all computer generated. Nothing is real except one scene. And that is just a...
No, CGI. But that's not... I mean, I don't consider CGI animation.
CGI is animation, though.
No, it's not. Like, if I'm... Like, Aida... Like, what's the name? What was that? What was that movie with...
That is
Mia... The girl who's married... What's the name of the girl who's married to Ashton Kutcher?
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, so that movie with her that had all that, like, special effect, that's CGI. And that's not animation.
That's computer generated animation. That's what.
Okay, well, I 100% disagree with you.
Academy
CGI and animation are not the same thing.
The Academy Award disagrees with me, and that movie qualified as animation, and
it shouldn't have. I don't think it should have.
It is 100% animation because everything is computer generated. In that whole entire film, everything is computer
generated. Right, it can't be computer. So animation can't mean computer generated because some of the animated films are hand drawn. So what I'm saying is animation doesn't mean computer generated.
But you can do computer animated generation stuff. That is all.
I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is animation also includes hand drawn 2D,
3D,
and. Yes. I just mean hand-drawn 2D, but it also includes stop motion. So you wouldn't call stop motion the same thing as CGI, the same thing as hand-drawn.
But it's all animation, though. Even if it's computer-generated, it's still animation. It is still technically animation, and it would count.
It shouldn't. Here's what I mean to say. I'm glad that they didn't put it in that category is what I mean. Like, I think that they didn't need to put it in there because they can put it in other categories to get awards. I don't think it's going to get any awards, though.
It's going to get some awards.
We can see what happens, but I definitely don't think
it will. What other film besides Gemini Man was that realistic? When it comes to like CGI animation, everything.
I don't know. I have to take a look at the whole. I mean, I don't know. It's been a long year of movies. I'd have to go back and look. I don't think it's. I mean, I just don't think it's gonna win. I don't know what categories it's been put in actually, but I think that there are other things that have done great CGI type things. And I mean, Lion King was visually stunning. It was. Beautiful, and like the scene for scene recreation was amazing, but like that's the only good thing I can say about that movie.
$1.65 billion.
Which is fine. We all went to see it because visually stunning. Like, that doesn't mean that it's like the best movie ever just because it made a lot of money.
Yeah. It's like how Avatar is just average.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen Avatar. I had no desire to see it, but clearly a lot of people went to see it multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, like, looking back now at Titanic, I mean, Titanic's okay, but I mean, it's not like, I don't know. I don't know.
I forget how long that movie is.
It's like it's not 4 hours, but it's very long. But like, Titanic was like this enigma. But like, I don't know, when's the last time you saw Titanic?
A couple years ago.
Like, was it on like TV or something, or did you like get your DVD out?
TV.
Okay. So like, I think about movies that I watch on the regular, because, you know, like, I'm most of the time watching like old Disney movies, right? So like, I feel like a lot of the Disney animated movies have rewatch ability. And I mean, not everybody agrees with that. I know there's some people who see a Disney movie and never see it again. But then I think about like the other big films from the past, like your Sounds of Music and your Wizard of Oz's and your Star Wars and your, I don't know, I guess Harry Potter would fit in that too, where like, what's the rewatchability of some of these movies that are making billions of dollars right now? Like, in 10 years, are people still going to be like as excited to rewatch them?
Let's see, like, what movies I love to like rewatch. Like I just rewatched like the Bad Boy movies recently.
Did you?
Yeah, they're on Netflix now. So I just like rewatched both of them recently. I'm like, yeah, those movies are like always rewatchable to me because it's always hilarious, stuff like that. But I also like watching like Martin and Will Smith work together.
Right, but those movies didn't make billions of dollars.
No, but they're movies that made a couple million, which is always
right.
Enjoyable. Like, as long as...
But I'm saying, movies that have made billions, are they going to have the same impact of, like, a Gone with the Wind?
Like...
Or a...
Like, Endgame, like, I saw, what, 5 times?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch it again in 10 years?
Yeah, most likely. I'll definitely go through a marathon of the Infinity Saga, whatever Phase 4 is, Phase 5, Phase 6, Phase 7.
You think you're going to do that, really?
Yeah, what? I would want to watch it from the beginning again. Watching from Iron Man 1 all the way through.
Okay. Yeah, like, I definitely did that when Endgame was coming, and maybe at the end of Saga 5. At the end of Phase 5, maybe I'll go back and do another whole rewatch again. But I don't know. Like, I think about, like, there are definitely Marvel films that I enjoy more than other Marvel films that I, you know, would go back to over and over. And there are other ones where I'm like, that was important for us to have that information to prepare us for the end game. But, like, this isn't a movie that, like, I... am in love with to watch like over and over again.
Yeah, like the Captain America series, all three of them movies are,
yes, I could watch those forever.
they're all rewatchable. I enjoy all the Iron Man movies. They're 100% rewatchable. Thor movies, I only watch Ragnarok, because I will only watch Ragnarok again, because Thor and Thor 2 are kind of boring, and I only like Thor 2 because Kat Denning is hilarious in that one.
Which one?
Two.
Who?
Jane Foster's assistant.
Oh, I thought you said Kat Williams, and I was like, Kat Williams is not in any of the Marvel movies.
Kat Denning.
But I realized her name is similar too. I was like,
And I cannot wait for her in WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so good. I can't wait. Listen, November 12th needs to hurry up, because I know we're almost there. We're like almost there. I need my Disney Plus immediately.
You already signed up for it, right?
Of course.
You're sure? I've signed up, waiting, and I cannot wait until The Mandalorian. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
It really is. It really, really is.
Yeah. Also, saw news for that one, too. They got the writer from Rogue One to do the Cassian Andor series. He's going to be writing it and showrunning it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what they do with that one, because I'm kind of wondering, like, how far back are they going to go with Cassian and K2SO? And kind of, like, see, like, how far back are we going to get to see his character? And it's going to be, like, a limited series. It's going to be something that's going to be, like, maybe, like, a few years before we get to Rogue One or something else like that. I just wonder.
Huh. I don't know. Oh, man. Did you get a chance to watch Raising Dion?
That's what I forgot to watch.
It's cool. I didn't watch it either. We're good.
I'm getting so many mixed things from, like, people saying,
I know.
Oh, it's not good. I'm like,
I know. But we said we were going to watch it to talk about it. So I need you to watch two episodes to come prepared next week to talk about.
I'll watch both episodes and see how it is.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We'll watch two episodes and then come back and decide if we're going to watch more or not. Because, yeah, you're right. I've also heard mixed things. I've heard people go, oh, it's great. And I've heard other people go, no. So, I mean, I think it also depends if you read the comic.
Mm-hmm.
So that plays a role in it, too.
Hopefully it's good and it'd be something I can watch and watch like every other week, or at least every week, since we're gonna possibly review it.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I said, if we watch these first two episodes and see what's up. I mean, I'm just I enjoyed it when we were watching American Gods and we could talk about what was going on. So, and since our interests are so varied, for us to find a show that we can, you know, both watch and give our perspective on, I think would be cool.
Yeah. I catch up on some stuff on Netflix, because I know there's a lot. You know what's interesting? There are no horror movies coming out in theaters this month.
That can't be accurate.
It is accurate. There's no horror movies coming out at all this month. In October, and it's weird.
Are you sure? I mean, like I said, I generally try to stay out of the theater in October because of the amount of movies. But, I mean, no, sorry. Excuse me. What is Zombieland?
That's a comedy.
Stop it. It's called Zombieland.
Did you never see the first one?
Hello. So first of all, again, it's called
Zombieland. No, it's not scary at all. It is hilarious with Jesse Eisenberg. Anyways,
horror film.
It's not even a horror movie. It is a funny comedy movie. It is hilarious with Bill Murray, with Woody Harrelson.
Well, it is labeled as a horror zombie comedy. It's still a horror movie.
It's the writers of Deadpool.
It's still a horror movie. Just because it's funny doesn't mean it's not horror.
It's really not. It's not like there's no jump scares. There's nothing else like that. It is literally comedy.
That's not true. There are 100% jump scares.
Have you seen it?
I have seen clips from it because I watch like, what's it called? Like things on YouTube that explain scary movies, because, you know, I don't watch them, but to be like aware of what's going on, there's 100% jump scares.
You can 100% watch the first Zombieland.
And I'm not watching it. Like, I'm not doing this.
I'm gonna sell them to get Melody to watch Zombieland.
No. Not doing it. Anyways, my point is, I think that maybe you're looking for Poltergeist 17, and there are other movies that are in the dark thriller, horror genre, but like they're not like tearing people's bones out through their noses, and so therefore you're not happy.
No, I mean, like, if you discount Zombieland, that is one movie. Everything else, there's nothing else. The only thing that has been horror or scary otherwise like that, twisted or suspense thrillers, psychological.
Sorry, It 2 came out this month, did it not?
No, last month.
Are you
September. Yeah.
What about Parasite? When did Parasite come out?
Isn't that last month?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's like it's weird. Like you don't.
I don't know if I've got to see now. I got to research.
It's like really weird. I'm like, there's like only horror movies I've been seeing that are coming out this month are on Netflix. Even like that, like you know the Lupita Nyong'o one, that's on Hulu. The one with her being like the teacher and the zombies happen. Like, that's on Hulu.
No, sorry. No. Countdown with the death clock. That is 100% a horror movie. October 25th.
Countdown? I've never even heard of this.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you download this app and it tells you when you're going to die. So it's like basically like about millennials and apps and whatever. So you download this app on the phone and it tells you when you're going to die. And like it like counts. So it's like 500, you know, like five, like 6 years, 10 days, whatever, whatever. But then like once you download the app, it basically starts your death clock. Yeah. You haven't seen the preview for that? I don't know when the last time you went to the movies. I saw a preview for this. I'm definitely not going to go see it. But Countdown comes out October 25th.
This is so weird.
That I know about it. yeah. Parasite came out October 11th. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know, sir. I think that there's plenty of movies.
Okay. Where is the movie that has been like the big movie that should be coming out? That's been a horror movie. That's not Zombieland.
Countdown, Lighthouse, Misnomer, re-release, Wrinkles the Clown, Along Came the Devil 2.
The hell is this?
Little Monsters,
that's Hulu.
Okay. Arikta. I don't know what that is, but that looks super scary.
Yeah,
Jeepers Creepers 3.
That was like a couple years ago.
Well, it's they're re-releasing it. The Gallows Act 2, Beloved Beast, and 3 from Hell. I'm sorry, sir. I'm looking at a list of horror releases for October 29th, and there's mad movies on this list.
They're not all in theaters, though.
Okay, so I only saw one that wasn't not in theaters, which is Little Monsters.
Yeah, you thought it was in theaters.
But that's only one.
Yeah, but you didn't qualify which ones are in theaters.
Okay, well, I feel like you need to go back and do more research on your horror movies. I'm not going to do any more for you because I don't care about them. But Countdown, I think, is 100% up your alley, so you should probably check that out.
I'm good.
You don't want to see it?
I didn't know anything about it.
So that means you don't want to see it? I feel like it's like the kind of movie you would love.
I'm like, if I don't know anything about it, what is it? It's a movie about an app that kills you. We have the ring for that.
I mean, it's whatever. I think you would like it, but whatever. I'm like, I'm not going to go see it to tell you why you would like it. From the trailer that I saw, it looked interesting, but like not interesting enough for me to be like, yeah, let me go see this horror movie. But I don't know, it's up to you. I'm sorry that you feel disappointed in the genre, in the genre offerings this year. I am happy the Addams Family came out. So I'll go see that and be very pleased.
Yeah, Addams Family made more money than Gemini Man.
Yep. Yep. That makes sense.
All right.
No one's really that interested. I mean, we're like, the technology is great, but like, I don't think the, I don't know nothing about that. Like, so they created a doppelganger. They created a clone of him to kill him. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. That, it's because that movie script was in development hell for, since like the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not anticipating a lot out of that movie, but the technology, excellent.
Yeah. True. I have more hope for Bad Boys 3.
I'm waiting for all of Eddie Murphy's movies to come out, if I'm going to be honest with you.
What, Eddie Murphy's?
I'm waiting for everything with Eddie Murphy in it to come out. And when it all right now.
You know what's weird? Someone has a stand-up this month, and I'm kind of shocked about it. Arsenio Hall.
Why are you shocked? He's got to get his acting chop, his comedy chops together too, if he's going to be toe to toe with Eddie.
I don't think it'll be funny.
You have no faith. I think it's going to be hilarious. Have you ever heard him in interviews? He's so much fun.
Yeah,
that's a funny man.
Yeah, but I like, when is, when, like, I've never seen an Arsenio Hall stand up.
Yeah, because you're like 23. He's funny. 26. Like, what? I'm sorry, you're 26. Did you see, like, you even remember his show?
Yes, both times it was on. I've seen reruns of his old show, and I've seen when his other show was on. And
you didn't think it was funny?
Like, it's funny, but I'm like,
he's funny. I think it's going to be good. I don't know. You'll see. When, I think it's going to be good. I have always enjoyed his comedy and his comedy timing and his storytelling. So I look forward to it.
I just hope it's good, because it's going to tell me how he's going to be in Coming to America too.
I mean, I guess.
I'm still upset.
I mean, I don't know, like, because, like, I don't think that Tiffany Haddish does the best stand-up, but she's more 100% more funny as a in movies to me, personally.
Yeah.
I guess when other people are writing for her. I don't know. But, like, I prefer Tiffany Haddish when she's acting than when she's doing stand-up. I think I feel the same way about what's his name, Kevin Hart, although I'm just not a fan of him anymore, and I think it's just oversaturation, which is why I don't like Kevin Hart.
Love Kevin Hart.
I know you do. Yeah, I think I'm just oversaturated. I was just oversaturated with him, so I don't know. But yeah, he's, you know, he was in Hobbs and Shaw, and it was hilarious, so it was cool.
Yeah, can't wait for Jumanji 3.
They're making another one?
Yeah, it'll be on December.
Wait, why? Didn't 2 just come out this year?
2? What? The first Jumanji is Robin Williams, second one.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, yes, sorry. Okay, yes. You're talking about 3, where they go back in the game, but they, with the old people, so it's,
Yeah, well, Danny DeVito. And what's his name from Danny Glover.
Yes, Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. Yeah, that looks funny. I didn't see the second Jumanji, so I have no reference. But
it was only $40 million shy from $1 billion.
Oh, all right. They should do a re-release right before the new one.
Yeah, they should. And it was probably my favorite video game movie that isn't a video game, because it really gave you everything you wanted in a video game movie, and it wasn't based off a video game. Yeah, and you definitely enjoy it.
I mean, maybe I'll pull it up on a streaming service or one a day.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, The Rock, Karen Gilliam, and Jack Black were hilarious in it.
Cool. All right. So your homework for next week, sir, is to watch two episodes of Saving Dion.
Raising Dion.
And what? Raising Dion. And then you said you're heading to the movies this weekend sometime?
Yeah, I gotta definitely see Joker. And anything else that's out right now, if I can. I want to see Gemini Man. I don't have a lot of faith in it, but I hear the action's good. So if the action's good and Will Smith's being Will Smith, I might enjoy it.
I mean, yeah, Will Smith, you know, does what he does. I'm definitely going to check out Maleficent this weekend. But if I can also get in Adam's Family or the Joker, I'll try to do that as well. Yep, yep, yep. All right. You can check us out on social media at 2AP Studios on Instagram and Twitter, or 2 and a Possible on Facebook. I am delinquent in posting the very cool pictures that we had from New York Comic Con, but I will get some pictures up from that. And I know that we have some other pictures from some other cons coming up soon, too. Okay. But definitely want to get those up there because I do have some cool shots.
Take any photos at Horicon at all?
Why not, sir?
I was more of like, I gotta be here so we get it next year and just keep this up, because I was like drained of energy and I didn't even want to do it, but I was like, I got out of bed 8 a.m., caught the trains, went to Atlantic City, went to the convention, get my press.
You're making it sound like a drag, sir. It's a con. It's a con. Those are like the most fun days of the year.
I know, but it's more of like, it's more fun if I went on Saturday instead of a Sunday.
Oh, well, why didn't you go on Saturday?
I was drained of energy and I couldn't do anything. But
We got
Rhode Island Comic-Con in like 2 weeks.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, sir. You have a good night. It's a pleasure talking to you, as always.
Always a pleasure to talk to you as well. Same time next week.
Same bat channel. Bye.
Bye.